To Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you on August the 13th, 2020, around 7 p.m. I was awakened this morning by the sound of the shofar. And then I saw the word, sinners. So I want to play for you the sound of the shofar in case you've never heard it, and then we'll talk about it. Goodness, can you imagine being awakened to that sound? It is a glorious sound. It is a resounding sound. It's truly just amazing, and I love it so much. So, the shofar is a horn that was used in biblical times and even now in Israel, and it was made usually from the ram's horns or other animal horns. It was a biblical temple instrument, and its sound has many meanings, such as awakening the slumbering soul to chase away the devil. So when I heard that sound, my first thought, and this wasn't the Holy Spirit, this was me, I was thinking, okay, is this a sign of Jesus' return? Is he warning me about that? And so after I got over the shock of what I had just heard and seen in a vision, in a dream, I asked the Holy Spirit to share with me what this was all about. So that's what this post is about. The shofar is mentioned 72 times in the Bible in various contexts, and it's just a very strong sound that can, as you heard, shock people. The role of the shofar and the description of receiving the Torah at Mount Sinai may be the strongest expression of the supernatural. It was used when the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, because remember, they marched around the city for 7 days, and on the seventh day, they marched around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. It's just an amazing, amazing instrument with so many uses and implications. In various places in the Bible, the shofar is presented as an instrument used by God himself. That to me is just the most amazing thing, that God himself has an instrument that he uses. God loves music. Then the Lord will appear before them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. That's what it says in Zechariah 9:14. So we take this as a sign that the shofar is a symbol of God's voice. And wasn't it just the most amazing sound you've ever heard? There's such clarity in the tonality of this simple instrument. The shofar is mentioned in the Bible, and it conjures up images sometimes of awe, and other times it's fear. The shofar was used for military purposes to signal and alert, summon men, soldiers. It was used as a weapon for frightening the enemy, as you can imagine. It also announced victory. It announced rebellion. It could cause fighting to stop. It could be a warning sign about an approaching enemy. So as I said before, it's used for many, many purposes. It was customary in the Old Testament days to blow the shofar for coronations of kings. It's mentioned in connection with festivals and worship, like on the occasion of bringing up the Holy Ark and in the repentance of Asa and the people. After the destruction of the Second Temple, the shofar lost its public and strategic meaning. but it retained its ritual role with the Jewish people today in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. At my old church, Grace Houston South, one of my pastors, Pastor Marta, I believe she had her own shofar. I remember her blowing it one day, and it was just such a majestic sound. It's just really inspiring. I don't know how you can hear that and not feel the presence of God. So let's talk a little bit more about what it is and what it was used for and why it's important and what it has to do with what I dreamt. It can symbolize, as I said, the coronation of a king. We already know that Jesus is king, and yet our king is returning. He's sovereign, he's royalty, and our king is returning. We're waiting on his return. Nobody knows the day or the hour. The sound of the shofar stirs our conscience. It helps us to return to God, to remember God, to welcome his presence. It reminds us of God's revelation at Sinai. So it reminds us of our destiny as his children, of the Israelites as his people, as his chosen people. It reminds us of the voices of the prophets of old, whose voices rang out like a shofar in denouncing the wrongdoing of people and calling them to repentance in the service of God. It is a reminder of the destruction of temple in Jerusalem, and it calls us to embrace Israel today and pray for them to be in fellowship with God and believe that Jesus really is the Messiah. Some people say it's a symbol of the ram that Abraham sacrificed. It summons us to feelings of humility. I can imagine myself kneeling before God as that is being blown and the angels are around him crying, "Holy, holy, holy," all day long. I mean, it's just overwhelming to listen to that even for 3 minutes. It reminds us of the final judgment, which is coming. It foreshadows Israel's return from exile, their return to the Holy Land, Israel's deliverance, and the coming of the Messiah. So why do I think the Lord let me dream this? Why did I dream this? I honestly believe that there were two parts that he wanted me to focus on, because he let me hear the sound and then he gave me a word, sinners. So on the one hand, I know that he was telling me this is a time of celebration, of victory, because the Great Awakening has happened and revival is coming. So that's something that's jubilant, joyful, something that we should rejoice and celebrate. On the other hand, it was a warning for those of us who are non-believers, all sinners, whether we're believers or non-believers, to get right with the Lord, to repent and submit. So on the one hand, it's a joyful sound, a sound of coronation, a sound of celebration. And on the other hand, it is a warning. So I believe that's why he let me hear that this morning. And I've been trying to do podcasts and whatever I can to help people who don't know the Lord, to draw them to the Lord. So those of us who do know the Lord, it is our responsibility to help people want to be with Jesus, to want to be saved. You know, the Lord doesn't want any of us lost. And we all know that we're living in the latter days and that we're getting closer and closer and closer to Jesus' return. We need to do everything we can to sound the shofar. Not literally, maybe, but figuratively, as a warning saying, look, you know, you've had your fun. I didn't bother you too much about this God thing, Jesus thing, church thing, but now is the time. And there's a way to say that with love, without being judgmental about them being in their broken state or anything like that. But it's time. We are all called to evangelize in this hour. We were born for such a time as this to sound the trumpet, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to let people hear the voice of the Holy Spirit through us as he uses us. And it's not us. If we are surrendered, if we are ministering for him, there's nothing to be afraid about. He will speak through us. I can attest to the fact that he's done that many, many times. I have my notes in front of me ready for a sermon. By the time I open my mouth, I haven't said a third of what I wrote down. He just takes over, which I love, and says what he needs to say. And he will do the same for you. I pray that you have learned something in this podcast. I pray that you go back and listen to the sound of the shofar again, because it's truly just a majestic, for me, overwhelming sound of humility. So I'm going to play just a little bit more for you. Awakened. May the Holy Spirit guide and lead you. May you come to know the Father more intimately. I pray a blessing over each one of you, God before you, God beside you, God behind you, God above you. May he guide you to the truth of the words of God. Lord, empty us of ourselves and fill us with your Spirit. Help us to be a bright light in a dark world. Help us to be salt. We are humbled before you, Yeshua, and we love you, Jesus. We praise and adore and worship you, for you are worthy, O sovereign King. Forgive our nation for the many sins that we have done and caused you to grieve and to cry tears. I pray, Lord, that what breaks your heart breaks ours. Oh, Jesus, I repent on behalf of the United States of America for every law that is passed that is not biblical, for every child that we have killed and aborted, for every time we've killed one of your children, whether it was a drive-by shooting or gang-related or domestic violence or a police shooting, whatever it is, Lord, forgive us for being so violent with your beautiful creations and not honoring the gift of life. Lord, we lift up this terrible problem of sex trafficking and human trafficking, Lord. So many millions of young people, boys and girls, children, babies, Lord, being tortured, raped, imprisoned, used, abused, blackmailed, brainwashed daily. Lord, I lift up everyone who's addicted to drugs and alcohol, pornography and gambling and sex. Father God, I pray that we all learn to prioritize and put you first above everything and everyone. You have removed our idols. I pray that we return to you. your children humbled before you. Lord, prepare us for the rest of this year. Help us to stock up our pantries. Help us to have landlines. Help us to have enough food and water when electricity goes out and natural disasters come unexpectedly in unexpected places at unexpected times. Thank you, Father God, that you will put in office who you want in office. And help us to realize, Lord, that we aren't succumbed to that. You are our King. You are in charge of our lives. Not Republicans and not Democrats. Not presidents and not kings. Not congressmen and not senators. Not governors and not mayors. Lord, sound the shofar for your people. Let us hear the voice of God. Let us prepare our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our homes for these next few turbulent months that are coming. And we face them, Lord, without fear, but from a place of victory. For your people shall be covered. Your people shall be protected. Your people shall be saved. Thank you, Father God, that we will thrive and survive in these coming months and into next year, that we will have blessing upon blessing upon blessing when it seems like there's no way to even get food or water or a job or gas or anything, that your people will have exactly what they need when they need it. We will not be begging on the streets. We will have enough to share with others. And for that, Father God, I am most grateful. Help us to do our part to honor you and to be ready for the masses of people who are going to come to us and say, how are you happy? How are you still working? Why isn't your family suffering like the rest of us? Help us, Lord, with the sound of the shofar, to worship and bow before the Lamb, the Lion in the tribe of Judah. And let our faith be a light to them. Help us to rise up as a church, as your people. And I thank you, Lord, for that dream and that beautiful sound that awakened me this morning. I thank you for the revelation of the coming revival and the victory, and also for the warning. You care about every detail of our lives, Father, and for that, we are eternally grateful for that in your grace and mercy. Thank you, Father, for this day. I pray that you have been blessed by this podcast. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you.